God didn't come as a horse, a dog, or a fly on the wall. He came as a baby. Though we might notice him more if he had have come as one of these other things. But is that how we treat him? How little we think or feel for the creator of all things? Church is or should be a house where there is love, and a hospital where you can find healing, a place where you can meet with love in all its glory. If we haven't been that for you today, do please tell us, because this is exactly what each one of us here wants to be for everyone that we meet. We want you to see Jesus, for you to come to know him as your friend, guide and saviour from this slightly mad and sad world. I read this a few weeks ago. It's taken from our Daily Bread devotional on the 6th of December this year. This is about Father Christmas, so it's one for the children. The person we know as St. Nicholas, or Father Christmas, Santa Claus, was born around AD 270 to a wealthy Grecian family. Tragically, his parents died when he was a boy, and he lived with his uncle, who loved him and taught him to follow God. When Nicholas was a young man, legend says that he heard of three sisters who didn't have a dowry for marriage and would soon be destitute. Wanting to follow Jesus' teaching about giving to those in need, he took his inheritance and gave each sister a bag of gold coins. Over the years, Nicholas gave the rest of his money away, feeding the poor and caring for others. In the following centuries, Nicholas was honoured for his lavish generosity, and he inspired the character we know as Santa Claus or Father Christmas, a person who generously gives gifts every Christmas. And don't we look forward to that? While the glitz and advertising of the season may threaten our celebrations, the gift-giving traditions connected with Nicholas and his generosity was based on devotion to Jesus. Nicholas knew that Christ enacted unimagined generosity, bringing the most profound gift. God, Jesus, is God with us. And he brought us the gift of life in a world of death. He saves his people from their sins. When we believe in Jesus, sacrificial generosity unfolds. We tend to others' needs, and we joyfully provide for them as God provides for us. This is St. Nick's story, but far more, this is God's story. And that was written by Wynne Collier. I have put this song, our last song, which is not a carol, into the programme for this morning, as it says why we are all here. To celebrate the birth of Jesus, yes, but also to open our eyes to see Jesus, the man who is God, who taught us the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. The second is like it, love your neighbour as yourself. He offers us all new life. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that your New Year's resolution will be to learn something more of this ministry of this Jesus. There are small books on the table at the back of the hall. These are individual books of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, and could be the start off to your journey. Please feel free to take one if you would like one. We will now sing The King Has Come.